Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Boris Johnson faces a televised grilling by MPs investigating claims he knowingly misled Parliament over the Partygate affair in a hearing which could determine his future as an MP. The Office for National Statistics say the rate of consumer prices index inflation rose to 10.4% in February, mainly driven by rising alcohol prices in pubs and restaurants. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has left Moscow, wrapping up a three-day visit shortly after the Japanese Prime Minister left Kyiv, where he made a surprise visit yesterday. And there's been further reaction to a damning report to the Metropolitan Police Force. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says it affects the whole country.
There will be police forces outside of London who might shrug their shoulders and say, "This isn't us." But I've worked in criminal justice for decades, and I say to them, wake up. The findings in the Casey report are a warning for every police force.
That's the latest. From Radio News Hub, I'm Paul Blundell.
Now get 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero 7 days a week with Comparsa Market. Take it away, Sergey.
I need a Nero. I'm holding out for a Nero to get a flat white. It's gotta be strong, and it's gotta taste good, and it's gonna be made just right. I need a Nero!
Only with the Meerkat app from Comparsa Market.
With the qualifying product, one membership a year, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, app only, two codes per day, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Colourful, coming up next, colourful, the business colourful mix on Colourful Radio.
I've lived in social housing for years. Our bathroom's in a right state, falling to bits, mould, just horrible. It's a nightmare for us. I've reported it to the landlord, but they haven't fixed it. But what can you do to make it right?
Everyone deserves a home that's safe, secure and well-maintained. Anything less is unacceptable. That's why if you have a problem with your social housing provider, it's now easier to make things right. Find out more at gov.uk/social housing complaints.
As a small business owner, you'd do everything in your power to protect what you've worked so hard to build, right? Of course you would. We all would. But unfortunately, cybercrime is a major risk for all organisations, no matter how large or small. 39% of all UK businesses reported a cyber attack last year, with the average cost of an incident for small businesses sitting at just over £3,000. That could be enough to seriously harm some of our listeners' livelihoods, no doubt. The National Cyber Security Centre says not having cyber protection is like heading home from the office and leaving the door wide open. Don't do that. Sounds like good advice to me. That's why they've created the Cyber Action Plan, which helps protect your small business. It's free of charge, and you can get free tailored advice in under 5 minutes to help protect your business. So, whatever you do, listeners, don't take the risk. Stay cyber aware. Keep your business and your livelihood protected. And search Cyber Action Plan right now.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
DJ Breezy on the beat.
Good old days. How we swore to spend all of our old age, and are born to be together always. I just eat one, maybe two, three. Me, I lose God, and it kills me. See, I'm not perfect, and I got flaws. Try searching your heart, see, I'm all yours. See, I'm your Mr. Right, I'm not wrong. So believe in me, G, I'm no fraud. She was a devil in a red dress. She like said she planned from the onset. All my texts, she won't reply. Pick up the phone, I'm on the line. Make your gangster wanna cry. Deep inside, I can't deny. It's only you, I know they lie. Trust I depleted, I'm defeated, my heart break down, for my life to give, see I laid down, nobody better than you, nobody ever go be, try my best to move on, it's impossible be, I said where'd you do me, be like you voodoo me, I feel sick, maybe they top of our shot at me,
Honey,
bring out the dog.
comes out the dog in me. Nothing but the dog in me, making me feel the way I do. Nothing but the dog in me. Nothing but the dog in me, making me act like a fool. Nothing but the dog in me.
Colorful,
the Business
colorful,
Mix colorful Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a good evening wherever you may be. Welcome to the Business Mix, and I am, as always, I'm Christy.
Welcome to the Business Mix on Colourful, and I am Rachel, and we are here with another great show for you, bringing you all things black business. Absolutely.
Indeed. What have you been up to, Rachel? I bet you've been kind of updating yourself, or, you know, playing, what is it? Apprentice and Dragon's Den.
And Dragon. How did you know? Absolutely. The Apprentice and Dragon's Den has me glued to my TV screen on a Thursday. Yep. Yep. It's been an interesting season. We're getting to the interviews, which is like one of my favorite parts of The Apprentice.
Okay.
Where we get to see the real nitty gritty, and, you know, we get Sir Alan. Is it Lord now? Lord Sugar gets his advisors to grill down and to have you, do you know your numbers? Well, you've said that you were doing da 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 da, but actually I've looked on company's house records and I can see that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite bits.
Okay.
So yeah, we're getting near to the final.
I hear it's almost all women now, right?
Yes, it is actually. It's just, yeah, it is.
I did see the last black guy. I think I saw him get knocked out and say, you got get fired, and was on the, what's the extra one? So I saw his little, I saw him, his interview there. But yes.
Yes, I've been enjoying the business TV. As it comes.
Fantastic. Right. It's been a while.
It has.
This month, Women's Month,
absolutely,
we have brought back our lovely, our very helpful,
amazing
Marshopper.
Woo! Hello,
Marshopper.
Hi, ladies. I was going to take a bit of a pause to see how many more superlatives I can get out of you guys. But I like the woo, so that's good. We're good with that. And I was just listening to your thing about The Apprentice, actually, and I was just wondering your thoughts. But maybe this is for another show, in terms of how is The Apprentice good for business and how real to life is it? But maybe that's just for another show.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I like the question.
Good for, what's his name, Lord Sugar's business, I think. Anything outside of that, well, it's probably good for the BBC's business. Well, anyway.
Yeah, true.
Another time.
Yes, let's mind our own business.
How have you been, Marshopper? What's been happening? I need to know, have you, you know, been donning your mask and, you know, slipping into these shops and secretly buying and purchasing? What's been happening? Happy New Year? Is it a Happy New Year?
I think it is.
Happy New Year.
It can't be. Is it really?
We're 3 months in. I'm pretty sure we're the last people to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
But yeah, but you know, supporting black businesses continue. So I've got quite an array of businesses that we've supported, and some just helpful tips as we are in the month of the female, and especially we're going to tail off with Mother's Day, and then some, hopefully some interesting discussions around accessing support. So I guess it's like, where do you want me to start?
I want to know what you've been up to. I need to know what you've been buying. Where you've been purchasing.
That's totally fine. So you know what, it's really, really bad. I can't remember what I did over Christmas, but just, you know, I bought some stuff for the nephews, and I did support black businesses, and I got all my cards and stuff like that. So that's just a given. But fast forward to 2023. Gosh, I can't believe we're saying that. 2023. I went to Black Pound Day in Stratford. So you know they've opened up a new store in Stratford Westfield.
Yes. I'm still yet to go down there, to be honest.
Yeah, so I wasn't able to get to the White City one, that one. So I was really pleased when they said that they were opening one in Stratford, which is much more close to me. Now, okay, so I went there. I purposely missed a class, a yoga class, to go there because it was my nephew's birthday. There's a bit of story behind it. It was my nephew's birthday. And then when I went there, it was closed. And I was I was super, super disappointed. So then I went on their kind of like socials just to see what's going on. Not a peep. So anyway, I went back the next day and it was open, thankfully, and I managed to get my nephew his birthday gift and some extra or additional bits and bobs. But I just think, I was quite disappointed in regards to kind of the experience when I went in there. It was quite almost like homey kind of vibe. And I'm just like, I'm just a customer. I just want to shop. And just the experience was really, it was interesting. But yeah, I got my goods. I was happy with my purchase. So that's like 50%. But yeah, I just thought the customer service wasn't that great. And actually, when I went in there, he was kind of having a little argument in a way with a customer.
Oh, wow.
So I felt like I was intruding in a conversation that I shouldn't have been a part of. So literally, I just wanted to get what I needed to get and leave. But yeah.
Was there various stuff out there, like things that you saw and were really happy with when you bought your nephew a present? Was there good stuff?
Yeah, there was really, really good stuff. Like, you know, everything that you need. So basically, I wanted to just get him a mug because I was actually going to give him some money, to be fair. But I just wanted to buffer it because it's a special birthday for him. So I just wanted to buffer it with some extra, you know, little things. So I got him a mug, got him a card, like key rings and just little things like that. So they've got really good brands in there that I can't. And they've curated it really nicely. So I can't take that away from them. But yeah, I think the customer service was a bit...
Well, maybe that kind of perhaps leads on a bit into one of the topics that you'll talk about in terms of,
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we go back and start shopping face to face, these things do matter. But yeah, I got my goods, and so that at least I fulfill that element of my.
Would it put you off from going back again? That's the real question.
No, because I don't think that the small independent brands, and I do go there for the small independent brands, should suffer. So I would still go there. I would still go there and support the small brands, or I might actually just see if they're online. So I'd still want to support the small independent brands, but I don't think I would go out of my way to go there. On the off chance that A may not be open. And then when I go there, there's kind of like a bit of, not the best customer service.
And I always say to people that go and try it and see it for yourself. That's what I always say that to people. It's like, you know what, don't listen to you can listen to my review, but guess what? Your experience might be completely different to mine. Or, you know, sometimes as you said, sometimes it's just that day. Something's happened, or you've gone in a particular time and this has happened. And I've had people tell me, oh no, don't go there, don't go to that restaurant, you know, oh, this is awful. And then you go there, you're like, oh,
that's not your experience. Yeah.
And I've had the opposite where people are like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. You must go. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. And then you get there and you're like, yeah, maybe we've had different experiences or different staff or whatever it is. But yeah, definitely I would say, if you've not been, go down and let us know. How was your experience?
I 100% endorse that. I think that was just my experience, to be fair. And I'm all about giving businesses a chance. And like I said, I would actually go back again just by virtue if I want to support Black businesses. And actually, to that point, one of the other places I went to was Original Flavors.
In
Brixton.
Oh, come on now.
Give us the download.
It's really interesting because actually I saw like a negative review about it. That was my first one of the things I saw. I was just like, no, I'm going to try this. And the experience that I had was amazing. It was, wow. I loved the food. I loved the vibe. I liked the drinks.
Yeah.
It was a chilled, really good vibe with family with family essentially and friends. But yeah, so I think to your point, you know, you do have to try these things yourself.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's, you know, obviously it's a bit, it was a bit of a schlep for me, but yeah, it was well worth it. Really, really well worth it.
So me and Rachel are foodies. So was it out of 10, what would you give a Ridge? Because I see afternoon teas. I see their roast dinners on my socials. What would you give it out of 10?
Oh my gosh. I'll give it about a 9.
I'll put you on the spot. Okay.
No, that's totally fine. I'll give it a bit about 9. I think partially because we hadn't booked as well, which we should have done because it was really bustling. We did have to wait a little while until if anyone didn't turn up. Unfortunately for us, people didn't turn up. And I think for me, it was just a bit of a schlep to actually get there because I kind of feel like all the good stuff, all the good food stuff is in South London.
Oh, like everything is in South London.
Everything. It's like, yeah, they make you work for your food.
Like, you, for real.
But no, I would definitely go back again. My favourite thing was the mac and cheese was nice, but I did like the, let me try and get this right, the plantain channa roti.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it was
definitely, I could be a bit biased, but I'm definitely a fan of Sean and Craig. Craig and Sean, I'm not sure which round of plate. But I'm definitely a fan of the Original Flavour Brothers. And yeah, I'm with you. I love the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese was like, oh my gosh, this is just lovely. It's absolutely lovely.
You could taste the love with it,
and that home cooking, authentic kind of vibe and flavors,
and nicely presented. Oh my gosh, the best thing actually was the warm plates. The plates were
warm. It wasn't cold, they weren't hot food on cold.
Nice. Yeah, right. I was so amazed by that. I was just like, and this just makes sense because it was freezing. It was a really cold day and the plates were warm, that it just put you in a positive mood.
Nice.
From the get-go. I think the only thing actually is that we did have to wait a little while, but they were busy. Busy. So maybe again, that's why I've deducted a point. But yeah, I'll definitely go back. Actually, I'm taking a few girls. We've got to meet up for like brunch or something. So yeah, a few of us are going to go down there.
We want the brothers on this show. So if anyone knows them, we punted high and low for these guys.
For real.
So if anyone knows them, tell them the business mix girls. Bring them on. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Might have an opening for you there, girls. So yeah.
Woo. There you go.
Yeah, I've made a note of that. And then, I mean, I've been doing other things, but the other thing that I did over the weekend was go see Ballet Black at Barbican.
I feel like I remember you saying you've been before. No, or was it another ballet?
Oh god, no. Well, I'm thinking, I don't think I've been doing this show. No, I went to one in Wandsworth, which is part of their Fringe Festival. But this is something different. This is like a Ballet Black company. But what I did do when I used to do the early reviews, there was a shop that I went to called Janet's List, and I bought some Ballet Black stuff from there. So this one is the first, I went to a show many years ago, but I think since we've been doing these reviews, this is the first show that I've reviewed on this show, and it was really good. It was really, really good. Nice way to spend the Saturday. And it was the venue was absolutely packed, which is really good to see. And it was just filled with like young people, old people, eclectic mix in terms of culture. It was just really nice to see that a black show with black dancers, predominantly black dancers, I say, can fill an auditorium, can fill a room. And, you know, people leaving there feeling energized and uplifted as if they've got their money's worth. And more importantly, it's affordable, because, you know, for such a long period of time, the arts haven't been affordable.
Yeah, it's affordable.
And I just think there was something in it for something there for everybody. That culminated my weekend quite nicely, put a bookend to my weekend, and then obviously returning back to work. So, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, you sound like you've had quite an interesting mix of different businesses to patronise over the past.
Yeah, and I think it speaks to what I really wanted to do, was really about experiences and learning and culture and things like that. So hopefully it's an array of, array of activities, array of products and things like that that I've been, getting involved in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we've got Mother's Day coming along. Very soon. This month, Mother's Day, we can't forget our mothers. So what have you got in store for Mother's Day? Or what kind of tips, handy hints can you give to our listeners for Mother's Day?
I mean, last year I got called out, to be fair. And so I left it quite, I know the Mars Shopper got called out, and I left it quite late to buy my mum a card that I wanted to get her. So so this year I'm a bit more prepared. So what I've actually done is kind of like segmented it into types of gift that we can buy, and just got to name a number of businesses that we could potentially patronise. And some, most of them I've patronised, I think, without the, probably the flowers. And I didn't realize there's actually a black florist, online florist. So, whom I discovered, I discovered last year after Mother's Day. And I always said, well, I'm going to make sure I patronize them. So with regards to cards, we've got the Black Card Company, Colour Shop Cards, and Nicola Lespierre. I hope I say her name right. I have bought from her before, really pretty cards, but I don't know if I say her name right. So, Nicola, if you're listening, phonetically spell it out, maybe in a post, how I should be pronouncing your name, but apologies. But Flowers, Box and Bloom. So I discovered them on Facebook, actually. And it's a lady there who quit her job and wanted to kind of go back to her floristry history, a floristry kind of background. Yeah. And so she started up her own business. So that's online. So no excuses. You can get it delivered to your mother.
Box and Bloom. Model.
Box and Bloom. Excellent. Right. Chocolates. Because we know. I mean, I don't necessarily think I'll just have to buy this for my mum. I'd buy it for myself, to be fair.
We know you've got sweet tooth. We know.
I'll just show her the box. I was like, mum, you should not be eating sweets. Anything sweet. But
are really nice, you know. I tasted them and they're lovely, so I just wanted to know.
Who's that? Who did you say?
I said, yeah, you could just let her know. I tasted these chocolates.
Yeah, I tasted them for you.
And they're lovely. They taste great.
I literally think that's my role as a daughter. So Marshall and Brown, Dark Sugars. And Lococo. Now, I haven't tasted Lococo, but I have seen them advertised with NatWest, and they were supported with Alison Hammond and things like that. So they have some form of endorsement out there. So, but Marshall and Brown, I have tasted, and Dark Sugars, I adore. I like Marshall and Brown as well, equally. So, yeah. So no excuse. You've got some cards, flowers, chocolate. We've also got perfume. So a few years ago, I... did a workshop at this lady's workshop in Shoreditch, Maya Jai Perfumes. So she does bespoke workshops, but also you can buy fragrances as well. Okay. So you can create your own scent. I think at the time it was around about £60, but I'm guessing with the cost of doing business and cost of living going up slightly more. But it's quality time with your mum. And let her create a fragrance for herself. So I think that's really lovely. That's really lovely, experience. Isn't it?
Yeah. Like,
really nice. So Maya Jai, and that's NJIE perfumes, and they're based in Shoreditch. Brunch, dinner, if you choose to spend a few more hours with your mother. Ayana's in Canary Wharf, yeah. Which I have been to many moons ago. Slightly pricey, but it's worth it. It's a nice ambiance, nice food. Park Edge Bar and Kitchen, I absolutely love. I think it's in Herne Hill. It's a bit of a schlep. Again, back to South.
It's just opposite Brockwell Park.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
lovely. Very nice. But
it's delicious. Well, the food there is delicious. The building isn't delicious. The food is delicious. And then Roger's Kitchen. Now, this is one I've seen on Facebook, and I've seen really good reviews, and it just looks like it's got a good vibe. So I want to actually check this out at some point this year. So it's between, you know, I mentioned earlier, arranging kind of like a girly day with some friends. It'll be between Roger's Kitchen and also Original Flavors. Okay. But I think Roger's Kitchen is Camden, so slightly a bit more accessible.
And what's the cuisine?
It's Caribbean. Okay. British influence. Yeah. So, yeah. Doesn't Roger sound culturally?
I was just wondering, because you said it's between Original Flavors and Roger. I was like,
So what I meant by that is the choice between the two of where I go with the friends. But yeah, it's Caribbean cuisine. And then finally, theatre shows. I mentioned Ballet Black. They are showing in Stratford East, Theatre Royal, I think in April and May. So, again, tickets are accessible. And then Hamilton, which, you know, I haven't seen, but I do want to go and see. And I've heard really good reviews. So there's a number of things.
And I want to see that.
Yeah, we should do it and then review. You guys should do a review.
Yes. Yeah, Hamilton.
And then we could all have our own different opinions on it. I feel we need
Hamilton
to have a room,
special.
A review. So, yeah, so lately that concludes kind of like both in terms of what I've been up to, but also in terms of who you can support over Mother's Day. And just last bits about the discussion, really. So, yeah.
So guys, you've got no excuse. You have got chocolate, flowers, eating out, the whole shebang.
Perfume. Make your own perfume. Don't forget.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and the whole experience. Have no excuse. So we'll get those details out just in time for you guys.
I've done the research, so you don't have to.
There you go.
I feel that I need to evolve, so maybe a bit of rebranding of the masked shopper. We'll evolve accordingly, but at the moment I'm just trying to be helpful.
Fair enough. So as Chrissy says, absolutely no excuse. We've got lots to choose from when it comes to supporting Black businesses and showing love to our mothers and the queens of our world. So here we go. And finally, coming into the home straight of the show, your topic for this month, I'd also like to know, what made you, did something happen that made you kind of think about this, or is it something that's always kind of been there, kind of in the background, milling around, or you just thought, right, this month I'm tackling this head on?
Well, yeah, I think the industry that I've worked on, I've always kind of thought, why is it harder to reach certain communities, to get them engaged in support that's free? And no matter how much work you do, how much kind of marketing you target, and you often find that the people who you're not marketing to, they find it, and then they're able to access all the support and get all the privileges that come with it. And it just really bugs me that, you know, what is it? What's the barrier? And so it came on the back of that. But I think the work that I do, a lot of it is funded by public money. So if you pay tax in this country, which, in, you know, we do, if we have if we've got a national insurance and we're working, then this money belongs to you. But it's almost like you're throwing money away for whatever reason. So I'm just really kind of, I wanted to bring it to the table because I, and just get a sense check in terms of why.
Right.
Just why. So it's mainly in terms of just getting it out there and see if anyone's got any thoughts in terms of, as a black business, who do we go to for help? And I think maybe this goes back to, we've always had to be strong, so therefore we've only ever relied on ourselves, or we seemingly want to rely on ourselves, and maybe to the detriment of our own growth in a way. But yeah, it was really around, who do we ask for help, especially when we're looking at it from a business perspective? And if so, who do we go to? So when your business is, whether it's starting up and you need people to patronise you, or whether it's hitting bad times, who do you go to? And if you don't, why? So, yeah, I think, yeah, just that.
Good questions. God.
Very good question.
Well, where do we start? I think your good question, question is, so okay, I used to work with young people, still do, a lot, and there was this term, hard to reach.
Yeah,
hard to reach young person, hard to reach. And we had to, you know, there was all this debate, and I was like, no, I'm not sure that the young people are hard to reach, because we engage with them, with young people, all the time. Is it that actually we're not reaching out enough? Is that actually what it is? Rather than putting the onus on the young person to say that they're hard to reach, actually, what are we doing? Or is there something that we're not doing that's causing this seeming disconnect? I'm trying to think, what was the term that we had to use but there was another term that we used instead, and it was actually, are we in the right spaces? Are we, or you know, are we kind of like shying away from doing the work and then saying, oh, you see, we've put this program on for the young people and we've advertised it in the library. And
do they go to the library?
Well, this is it. You really got to kind of be a bit just a little bit, I guess, analytical, not critical, really I guess evaluate where you are and what you're doing. And so I guess with a lot of the help for businesses, yes, also as well, kind of with a lot of the businesses, they're so kind of engrossed in doing the business. Whether they're doing it well or not is another matter, but so engrossed in doing the business and doing the work that sometimes you can almost think, I don't have enough time to stop and to kind of elevate or level. I don't have enough time to go and perhaps do this course or go on this seminar. Like, you know, I'm working on my business. And perhaps sometimes what it is not seeing that actually taking time out to do some of that development work is working on your business. It is having, it will bring a benefit to you and your business. So maybe sometimes it's the messaging that gets put out with these kind of like offers of help, for example. That's my initial thought.
I mean, I remember having a conversation with you, Rachel, some time back. I think you're very good at circulating information about organisations that you can reach out to if you need help. And I think, was it the Impact Hub were doing a certain amount of time free membership? Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying, I don't understand why, because you kept going, have you signed up? Have you signed up? And I was like, oh, yeah, I will, I will. And you're like, why does anyone want to do this thing? This is helping you. You've got a 3 months or whatever it was, free membership and access to everything. Of course I didn't. I completely forgot once I got off the phone to you. But I think sometimes, as you said, it's kind of like business people end up, or entrepreneurs end up being engrossed in what they're doing. And I go, yeah, I'll do it. But they don't sometimes understand the value of some of the help that is being circulated or provided. Mm. I think it's also, if it's not free, I think it's also about having the money and if they can spare the resources. I know we've interviewed like Natalie Freeman and some of her workshops and her facilitated training, and again it's about do businesses, entrepreneurs, do they have money to do those things that can actually help them move forward? I think it's also about that. And in terms of if you're struggling, sometimes you just don't want to, you put on this brave face, I think, that I'm doing okay, you know, we're getting there slowly, you know, we'll pick up soon. And it's that saving kind of face kind of thing. I watched the film the other day. It's about an Indian family who built an Indian restaurant in France right next to a Michelin star French restaurant. And children were saying to the dad, no one's going to come because they don't eat this food. And he continued, but he saw it was flagging, but instead of asking for help, he just kept on. We must do this. I've got a better way of doing it. And it's because he just couldn't bear the shame of not being successful.
Mm.
So I think there's a bit of that in our community as well. We can't bear the shame of not having been successful or failing in something. But we always talk about this. There's no shame in that. It just builds you, doesn't it? So yeah, that's my thoughts, I think.
Wow. Mass shopper. What did you come up with?
Has she disappeared?
Has she put
Did she get bored of us? Did she get bored?
I haven't.
Has she gone to a shop?
I've just gone and done some outreach. sorry. No, I think it was really interesting what you said, Rachel, about the messaging. And I think one of the things that I think equally is important is about the messenger as well. And so all the goodwill in the world, and it's coming from people who probably those communities don't trust. It doesn't matter what you say, what you do, it's always going to be met with an element of suspicion.
Yes.
And I think it's almost that to our detriment to a certain degree. And I don't know what the answer is, to be honest, but I do know that there are some well-intentioned support that's actually out there to support diverse communities, just put it like that. And I think the other thing that I've noticed in this kind of small business support ecosystem is that a lot of these programs have been designed for people but not engaged with them at that very offset. And I think it's really important that when they are being designed, that actually it's based on a solution to a problem that they've presented you with, and not necessary that you think, businesses need support. And I think it's also this element of what the support is, because some people are tired of being talked at for a period of time.
Absolutely.
And actually they know exactly what their solutions is and they need opportunities. They've been taught, they've been on numerous courses. They're qualified to the hilt when it comes to X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know, they need opportunities. And what do those opportunities look like? Well, maybe it's social capital. Maybe it's actually investment in finances. Maybe it's being able to be at round tables where key decision makers are. Maybe it's supply chain opportunities, things that put business, you know, money back into businesses' pocket, but also allow them to build their visibility and their credentials in that space. But yeah, I just thought it was just really interesting for just to have that discussion and just to get a bird's eye view, I guess, or just an idea of, you know, why do we suffer in silence? Why do we, as a culture, suffer in silence? Because I've in my previous role, I used to manage a number of grant programs, and literally, I don't really necessarily like saying it, but it is free money. You don't have to pay it back, and often than not, the people who probably don't need it but they can access it, they do, and we don't even actually have to market it to them. We just don't even have to. It's like they sniff it out. And I think the other thing is that they share it. They share it amongst communities as well. And
of course,
Christy, you mentioned that, you know, Rachel shares things with you and things like that. But I think there is something that once you have it, you think that you don't want to share it with other people. And we need to get into the habit that to share it, to really just get it out there.
Yeah.
And if it isn't for you, that's great. But if it is, there's enough out there if you share it within your community and you can all thrive. Yeah. So.
But I used to, way back, I used to work in EU funding. And just what you said, you see the same people
getting the funds.
Yes. But one, I think, again, it goes back to resources. And you see what companies and organisations come and they've got someone who can just focus on the bid writing, because that in itself is a task. Rachel's the queen, but it's a task in itself, and making sure you've got the right terminology, understanding what the funder wants. Like, sometimes it's just a minefield if they're not sure. So some of these organizations who would love to go are just like, I don't know, how would it work? Like, I don't know if it would be right for us. I don't know how we meant to spend. All those things, I think it's a bit of a fear factor as well attached to it.
Well, talking about grant, I will mention Ubele, who Black-led organisation supporting other Black-led and minoritised groups and organisations. They do have quite a lot of pockets of funding, and not just the funding, but the support to go along applying for the funding. So I will definitely, if you're looking for grant funding, or if you're kind of within that sphere or that circle, and it's not just Ubele, but that's the one that just came to my mind first of all, their network is very wide and vast, and even if they can't perhaps support you in the way that you need to, they will definitely be able to put you in touch and to network you up with another organization who definitely can. So that's on that side of it.
Yeah.
And I actually watched, social media, but I watched a video on Facebook, which is not like me, because I get very bored very quickly with these sentimental type videos that come up, and I hardly ever watch them. However, this one was about education and it just grabbed me. And it was an Asian professor in America. There's a very prestigious college teaching, I think it was maths and economics, I think. And what he realised was that the other, the Asian students were far out excelling the Black students who were in the same class. And it wasn't that there was anything in terms of their intellect or in terms of how they understood or how they grasped the subject. You know, it was a very high caliber college, and you had to take an entrance test to get there. So you're only going to get in if you've got, you know, a certain level of intellect when it comes to that subject. Anyway, what he found out, long story short, is that the difference between the two groups was that the Asian students would actually study together and learn from one another, explain things in perhaps a different way, open your mind to thinking, I can grasp this, I get it now, whereas the Black students were studying alone and by themselves. And that was something that actually kind of resonated with me. Like, actually, that supersedes education, and that's just life in general. You know, when you're what's the saying that if you want to go,
if you want to go, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go. go with a team or something.
Yeah,
like
go together. Like, yeah, that's go together. It. That just kind of resonated with me, that actually, yeah, you know what, life, no matter what facet it is, it's not a solo sport. Like, we're actually made as human beings to socialise and to be with one another. So actually, as even as entrepreneurs and business owners, how are you working with others? How are you partnering up? How are you kind of supporting, as you said, that kind of ecosystem of whether it be your you might look at it as your, I don't know, a competitor, but actually that's your colleague, and you can learn from one another. And as you said, there's enough. Like, there's so, the world is plentiful. We fight over sometimes the most, I don't know, the resources, and you're like, oh, well, actually, there's lots more if we just give.
There's an abundance of resources out there. You can't handle it one person. One person can't handle it by themselves. So it's kind of like, share it. Just share.
So but yeah, money, knowledge, food, it really doesn't matter. Share. Love.
Yeah. Yes, share the love, especially to your mother. But yeah, I totally concur with what you say in terms of that collective power. And we see it in terms of economics, when even look from a purchasing perspective, that you purchase and then the price of, you collectively purchase in some form of consortium, you're able to buy and then your cost goes down.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all the evidence is there, all the examples are there. So I just think this idea that go it alone just doesn't make any sense, because we're not here to go it alone. And people actually want to help. That's the other thing.
Exactly.
People generally want to help others and have a, whether it's a piece of their success or, you know, a bit of altruism through themselves. But people generally want to help. And I think it should be our gift to allow them to help, as long as it's good intentions.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll get off my soapbox for that one.
No problem.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much, Master Shopper. We've come to the end. It's always do when we're having fun. Time just flies. But thank you once again for your input and telling us where to go for Mother's Day. And we hopefully will see you again next month.
Yay! As long as the invites keep coming, I shall be here.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
Thanks, ladies. Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. As always, it's been a pleasure, my dear.
Absolute pleasure. I've enjoyed your company for this show and can't wait to get back to the next one.
Yes, we'll see you next week, hopefully, my dear. And everybody, see you next week. Please follow us. Please keep an eye on what we're doing. And yes, we'll see you next week, and keep it colourful.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Colourful.
The Business Mix. Colourful Radio.